I'm Dan Klefstad. Former Illinois State Senator Marty Sandoval died after a battle with COVID-19. His death on Saturday comes nearly a year after resigning from the legislature amid a federal corruption probe. The 56-year-old pleaded guilty to corruption charges last January and cooperated with federal prosecutors in multiple investigations. In his guilty plea, Sandoval admitted taking a protector fee in connection with red light camera company Safe Speed. Sandoval was hospitalized with COVID since before Thanksgiving. The Democrat was first elected to the Senate in 2002. Republican lawmakers are calling on Governor J.B. Pritzker to deal with fraud related to unemployment claims. Springfield Representative Mike Murphy says his office has been overwhelmed by calls from constituents who had unemployment claims made falsely in their name or had their personal information intercepted after making valid claims.
I'm calling for public hearings and concrete answers from the administration to address these failures. Telling families who need to put food on their table to monitor their credit reports for potential unemployment fraud is completely unacceptable.
Nearly 300,000 fraudulent claims have been made since the pandemic began. Pritzker and other Democratic governors say the Trump administration didn't do enough to prevent fraud in the unemployment system. A spokesperson for the Department of Employment Security says the agency is working with fraud victims. Illinois driver services facilities are closed for another month because of the pandemic. They will be closed for most in-person transactions through January 4th. In the meantime, Secretary of State spokesperson Henry Haupt says there are several things you can do online.
Some of the transactions they can do include renewing a license plate sticker, renewing a valid driver's license for qualifying drivers, renewing a valid ID card, obtaining a driver record abstract.
Haupt says some facilities will be open just for new drivers to get a license and for CDL applications. Locations and hours are available at cyberdriveillinois.com. Voter turnout for the November election in Illinois reached nearly 73%. The State Board of Elections says that's the highest for a presidential election since 1992. The most recent contest set several records for the number of voters registered, votes cast, and mail-in ballots received. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. 13 years after retiring, Chief Alina Weck, the University of Illinois has released a plan for addressing issues related to the one-time symbol at its Urbana campus. Jim Meadows reports.
What may prove to be the most controversial part of the plan is listed last in a university news release, the formation of a student council to develop new traditions for the U of I Urbana campus that could include a mascot, but one with no connection to Native American images, which is what critics found offensive. But Chief Alina Weck is to be remembered by a campus historian in a new and thorough history of the campus's use of Native American imagery. The U of I will also reach out to Native Americans by strengthening relations with the Peoria tribe and other tribes that once lived in Illinois, and by offering in-state tuition rates to members of any federally recognized tribe. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is urging safety when it comes to putting up holiday decorations. The first concern is lights. Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz has this advice.
Replace any light strands that have worn or broken cord. Make sure to read the recommendations for a number of light strands that you can string together. Turn off all the light strings and decorations before going to bed. You don't want to be like Clark Griswold and have major issues.
Candles are another hazard and should be kept away from anything potentially flammable. More than half of home decoration fires in December are caused by candles. I'm Leah Lerner.
Support for NPR comes from this station.